Okay, today is Daf Samach Ches. We are on Daf Samach Zayin. We are about 10 lines from the bottom where it says Tashma. The Tashma is as follows. Rabbi Yehoshua said that Olat Ha'Of, which is done below, which is done like a Chatas Ha'Of, with a Chatas Ha'Of intentions, everything, it transforms into a Chatas Ha'Of. That's what Rabbi Yehoshua said. Now the Gemara says, really, is that true? Turn to a Chatas Ha'Of? Then how come we're going to have a commissioner now where there's going to be a lot of mistakes between the Olas Ha'Of and the Chatas Ha'Of, and we're not going to say that it transforms into a Chatas. We're not going to say that. And don't tell me it's not Rabbi Yehoshua, because it is Rabbi Yehoshua. So how come it doesn't transform into a Chatas? Now we're going to have 7 cases. It's all the exact same case, but each one builds on the other one. So we're going to start off very simple. Tashma, Ha'isha Sha'amra. A woman says, Hare Olai Kane, I am going to donate a pair of olos im Eilei Zachar, if I have a boy. Yolda Zachar, she has a boy. Mazel Tov. Now what happens when you have a boy? You have to bring a pair of birds. One's an Ola, one's a Chatas.
Right.
So Yolda Zachar Mevia Shtei Kinim. She brings 4 birds.
For the birth.
What?
The other one's for the birth.
The other one's for the birth, exactly. Now, out of these 4 birds, how many go above the red line?
2.
3. Because 2 olos.
Oh, right. And
she said, if I have a baby, I'm going to bring 2 olos. She has a baby. She brings 2 olos, plus, at what?
And one is a
chayv. And one is a chov above and below.
Right.
So it's 3 above and 1 below. Okay? So far, very easy. Achas l'mayla, achas l'nidra, v'achas l'chavasa. One for her neder, which she promised to bring 2 olos if she had a boy, and one for her chov. Nasna l'kohen. She hands 4 birds to the kohen. The kohen doesn't know. The kohen doesn't know that the woman had 2 olos in mind and the other one was for her chov. Like most men, he could not read a woman's mind. He didn't know what she want, what she was doing with this 4 birds. He didn't know. Can't read her mind. So what did he do? He thought it was 2 chovos, right? Therefore, what he did was, hakohen tzarech. He didn't know. He handed him 4 birds. He thinks, oh, 2 above and 2 below. He didn't know.
2 babies,
whatever it is. Hakohen tzarech lasos shalosh lemayla v'achas lemata. The kohen should have done 3 above and 1 below, right? So he should have done. What did he do? Lo asa kein. He didn't do that. Ela asa shtayim lamaila v'shtayim lamata. 2 above and 2 below. V'lo nimlach. He never asked her. He never asked her. By the way, he just assumed. Right? He never asked her 2 above and 2 below. Now, forget the fact that he put 1 below. That was a mistake. Forget that. Forget that fact. How many more does he have to bring now to rectify his mistake? No, not 4.
One
above. That's all. That's all he has to do. Says the Gemara, which says this is a mission in Kinim. Tzarech lahavi od preda achas v'tikrivena lemaila mimin echad. All he has to do is bring 1 more, do it above the red line like an ola. That's all he has to do. As long as it's mimin echad. What does mimin echad mean? Now, there's a rule that you're allowed to bring birds from kabanos, olos and chataces, from Torin or Bnei Yona. Okay? There's also a rule that you can't mix and match. You can't bring a pair and one's a Bnei Yona and one's a Torah. You can't do that. You can bring whichever one you want, but they have to be together the same thing, a pair. Okay?
If you bring 2 pairs, you bring 1 pair.
1 pair could be one and 1 pair could be other. We're holding a very simple story. She brought 4 birds of the same min.
Okay.
She brought 4 birds of the same min. The Kohen can't read women's minds. So he did 2 above and 2 below.
Okay.
That was a mistake. He has to now bring 1 more above. What do you mean, which one? The same one. There's only 1 min. Right?
Right.
Now, Mish.
Okay, who pays off that mistake?
I don't know. We don't deal with that question. I don't know. who pays for that mistake. Yeah. I don't know. Right. Okay, so...
Why an olo?
We always pay.
Because she promised to bring two olos if she had a baby. Plus... That's what she promised. A pair of ola birds. Plus, she had a baby. But that requires another ola and a chatos. So it's three olas and one chatos. The Kohen did two and two. So therefore, she has to be... How many more does the Kohen have to bring? One more. How about...
One more,
the same min. There's only one min. How about mishnei minim? What if it was two different minim?
Two and two.
Two and two. Right? It was two and two. One pair was a tor, and one pair was a bnei yona. And the Kohen again, she only came with four birds. The Kohen does now two above and two below. Right? Which two were above? One of each min. Yeah. Which two were below? One of each min. Because a pair can't change.
Right.
And there's one more rule you have to know, which is whenever this happens, whenever a woman comes like this with four... And the Kohen doesn't know what's going on. The Chov is always first. The Chov is always first. Okay? So the Kohen did one above and one below from the same min, because the pair has to be the same min. Now he did the other min. Let's say the first min was Bnei Yonah. Now he had two Torah birds. Right? They're supposed to be both above. He did one above and one below. So how many more birds does he have to bring now to rectify his mistake?
Two.
Because we don't know which one was the... Two. Right. Two have to be above. So far, easy. Those two are easy.
Okay.
Right? So Mishnei Minim, Tavishtayim. From two Minim, you have to bring two. Everyone got that? Okay. Easy. Now it starts to get hard. Parsha Nidra. Parsha Nidra means she specified her neder. That means, again, a woman said, if I have a baby, I'm going to bring two birds. Then she had a baby. So she has to bring three olos and one chatos. She always, every single case, she shows up with four birds. Shows up with four birds, but this time, Pirsha Nidra. She was Pirsha Nidra. What does that mean? That means she specified either Tar or Bnei Yonah, and then she forgot... Right? And she forgot. And she forgot what she specified. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, and the Kohen does two above and two below. So, Tzricha lahavi od gimel preidim. The Kohen has to bring three more birds.
Why three?
Because we're assuming that after the fact, the Kohen knew what he brought. So the Kohen knows which one was brought above. Now she has to bring, I'm sorry. Yeah. What?
But he didn't know what she had. She has to bring one from the one that
she knows, and two from the other one she doesn't know, which is three. Does that make sense? From the one that she knows? In other words, she specified, I want to bring Bnei Yonah.
Right.
And then she forgot.
Right.
So it could be that there was no Bnei Yonah above. It could be. And it could also be that when the chatas and the ola have to match, and the two olas have to match. So it could be that when she brought the...
Can you not have a Bnei Yonah on top? He's doing one of each, one on top, one on top.
What?
It's fair.
The same.
It's fair.
I know, but it could be it was the wrong one.
Exactly the same. It's supposed to put the same in.
Four Yonah?
It's always four birds.
What?
No, it's the same. It's the same species. Because
right.
The next case is miminechad. That's if it's miminechad. Case number four is mibeis minim. If that was two minim, and she specified, but then she forgot what she specified. Tavi dalid. She has to bring four birds. Why four birds? Because she, again, the first pair brought is for the chov.
Right.
That's the first pair brought us for the Chov. She specified, in case number three, she specified...
She had to bring six birds this time.
No.
Yes, because she doesn't remember what she brought for the Neder.
No, she shows up always with four birds.
I don't think so.
No? She shows up with six birds?
That's why it's three.
Yeah, she shows up with six?
That's why it's three.
I don't think so.
What? Because she's not sure about the Torah. What? Because she's not sure about the B'nai Yonah.
She has to bring the
Kaddish
for the
Ola. No, but Tzrichel Havi Old Gimel Prayed is only three Olas.
Right, but that won't work with
four. Why not?
The note says four.
The note says four. I'm telling you, it's only four birds. Every case she brings only four birds.
Why is it the second one then?
What's
the other one? It's four birds. Why is it the third one? That's why it makes sense. I'm not
But it's not. I'm telling you, that's not the case.
Because she has to bring one above,
right. Percent. One above, one below.
She made a neder, but she doesn't know which. She forgot which one from which min she did. She made the neder. Right. She had, in order to be yosi the neder, she would have to bring both.
The reason why it's three above is because like this. She's not sure if the chov was the one that was done as a chov.
But the first one's always a chov, isn't it?
Yeah, but she doesn't know which one. So she has to bring one more. Just for that chov. And then two more for the ola. For the two olas that you promised. That's what I think it is.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Does that make any sense?
You
don't have to think of blackboard. I think it was more confusing.
She has to bring more than she originally brought.
Well, she's bringing three more.
She has to bring more.
She only wanted to bring four birds. She's bringing three more now. Why? Because not only did she bring four birds, she specified, I want those two to be for my two olas. The Kohen bot messed that up, so she has to bring two more for that. And yet, why does she have to bring a third one more? Because, I wrote here in my notes, because she knows what was brought above. She knows. The Kohen knows. She forgot, but the Kohen didn't forget. So she, doesn't make any sense.
Wait a minute, but it's all on the Kohen. All along we've been saying it's on the Kohen to remember.
She's not bringing six. She's not bringing six.
She told him she forgot.
She has to bring six because she doesn't know the net yet or whether it was Benayon or Torah. In order to be Yose, she has to bring a type one of each. She has to bring one cane of each. She has to bring two birds of each. If it was done correctly.
So the Masifta says that, but the article says not.
The
Masifta says the article says she brings six. And the article says she's bringing only four.
I think she's bringing four. She has spoken about she's bringing four for her neder. She's bringing two. She's bringing one pair.
So the one pair, for the chova when a hacking.
Now she had to bring four, one of each min, for it to be able to see the neder.
Okay.
He messed up.
Who messed up? The Kohen.
The Kohen messed up.
And put two above and two below.
So when it comes to
of each one.
So yeah. Let's say so one of them is definitely kosher.
Right.
One of them is definitely kosher.
Two of them are.
But let's do one. One of them is definitely kosher.
Right.
But one of them, let's say that's the in Mignola. So
right.
She has to replace the one that's open. So that's one. But it's possible that her neder was the Torah.
Right. So she has two more of those. That's three. Okay. Okay. So that's if it's one min.
Now,
if it's beige medium, tavi dalid. If it's two medium, she has to bring four.
What?
When
you bring double,
it's
another
min. Yeah, so it's two from each min. She has to bring four.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The question is, what she show up with the first time?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So she showed up.
Originally, it seems like she showed up with
what?
Two and two.
She showed up with two and two. Yeah. And since the coin did half above, half below, the ola didn't get pottered at all. Because you can't mix and match, she has to bring four more. Okay?
Isn't it possible he did it right, though?
But it's the daraisa, so we're not possible. It could be it's possible. Right. But misafek, she's bringing four more. Yeah, there's I'm not even going into that. There's a whole language you have to say. If it's supposed to be, but it's only olas anyway. The chatas we're not dealing with. So it's only olas anyway. So you bring extra olas, a big deal. Next, number five. This one I don't really understand. Kava Nidra. She was koveya her neder. I'm not sure what that means. The article says she bunched the four together. Now, I'm not sure what that means. She bunched the four together. I just don't know what that means. Anybody have any idea what that means?
I'm talking about time.
What?
It's the time.
What do you mean it's the time?
It's time over about what she bought.
Hmm?
He claimed that it's
What does that mean? How is that different than the case before?
She's about to bring in additional offerings at the same time as her.
Right.
Same men, the same type of work.
Not the same men, the same time.
Yeah.
That means she said, I'm all bringing it together. Because you could bring them l'chora a month, a year, or 10 years apart.
Separated.
Right. So, then what happened? How many birds did she bring?
Two pairs.
Four birds. And it was supposed to be three above and one below. Mm-hmm. Right? But the Kohen did two above and two below. So, tzricha chetavi od chamesh preidim. L'mayla. She has to bring five above mimin echad. Five above mimin echad. How are you getting five above mimin echad? So it's what?
How do you get to five?
How do you get to five?
I don't know.
Two of each min. Two of each min. Okay. And one to correspond to the chatas.
For what purpose is one to correspond to the chatas?
Because the chatas... Because
isn't that one of the
what?
Two?
What?
Chatas should be one of the two.
Does cover mean that she's only going to be yotze if it's all done together?
No, well, cover means that she wanted the two olos to be brought at the same time she brings the ol and chatas. So if it was done two above and two below, she has to start all over again. So she has to bring one ola to correspond to the chatas because it didn't count because he didn't do it together. That's one. And then two of each min. So it's five more, four more. So it's a total of five. Why? Because it has to be done, all the olas have to be done together. And mibeis minim tavi sheish. If it was two minim, then she has to bring six. Why six? Where'd six come from?
Because you have to now add in the ones that you made a mistake with on the second time of mint.
Because you always were super as to what...
Correct. So that's six. Okay? Now, last case. Nasna la Kohen. She gave four birds to the Kohen. Only four birds. Ve'eni yadea ma nasna. He doesn't know what he gave her.
She doesn't
know what she gave him. Halacha Kohen. The Kohen went, va'asa, he did something, ve'eni yodea ma'asa. He doesn't know what he did. Right. She's a shlamazel, he's also a shlamazel, doesn't even know what he did.
So it was right? A bad day to make some mikdash.
So tzvicha dalet preidin linadara, she has to bring two birds,
four
birds for her neder.
Right.
Why? Two of each. Two of each. Ushtayim l'chavasa. Two for her chov, right? Two for her chov? Yeah. The chatos achas. And then one for a chatos.
One chatos of either type.
So that's seven. Benazai Omer, by the way, base chatos. Benazai says he has to bring two chatos, it's one of each type. Fine. Got that? And now, by the way, don't tell me that this wasn't Rabbi Yeshua, because Omer Rabbi Yeshua pipes up and Zeusha Omar, he says, Kishu chai, when an animal's alive, kolo echad. It's a Gadata statement. It only has one purpose. Meaning, you bring it for a carbon. Kishu, mace, but when it's dead, kolo zayin. It has seven voices. What seven voices? So the Gemara says, you can from its, from its horns, that's an animal. You can make chatzotzros. From its thighs, you can make a flute. You can hollow out a flute. From its hide, you can make a drum, right? And from its innards, you can make strings for a harp. So when it's alive, it only has one purpose. When it's dead, you can do seven different things with it. Okay, fine. Anyway, the kasha remains. The kasha was, Rabbi Yeshua held that when an ola transforms into a chatas, it becomes a chatas. So if that's true, then why over here do you have to be more chatases? The ola should have transformed into a chatas. That's the whole kasha. All those seven cases to get you that one kasha. You hear that, Kasha? Correct. I don't know why the Gemara had to do that, but okay. And the Gemara answers, Amar Dama Bishua, when did Bishua say his din? That what? That an ola turns into a chatos, that's only lafka midei me'ila. That there's no me'ila if you eat that bird. It turned into a chatos, and you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because chatos birds you're allowed to eat. But to say that it applies for a chov, nobody ever said that. That he never meant to say that. So of course you have to bring it again. Of course you're stuck in this pickle when all these mistakes happen. What do you mean? Okay, you're not chayav me'ila if you eat it. That's all. But to be chayav your chov, that he never said. That ends that story. Okay?
It's the easiest question to answer.
The hardest middle. Right, such an easy question, easy answer. In the middle, impossible. Okay.
So even if he agrees, you have to bring another one, no matter what. This is the question is.
Correct, but you're not of Me'ila. It's all he meant to say. What? Okay. Next. Now. Just to remind everybody. If an animal dies, if an animal just drops dead, it doesn't make a difference if it's a bear or a tiger or a sheep. You touch that animal, you become tameh. It's tumas nevela. If the animal is a kosher animal and it's shechted properly, if it's not a kosher animal, there's no such thing as shechting it properly, it doesn't make a difference. If it's a kosher animal and shechted properly, there is no nevela. The shechita takes it out of the category of nevela. Okay? What about a bird? A bird... If it, a bird drops dead, it doesn't make a difference if it's an ostrich or a vulture or a kosher bird. If you touch it, you don't become tummy. When do you become tummy? If it's not shechted properly and you swallow it. Ah, you're over the isser of eating a non-kosher bird? Forget that isser. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about only tumma. Okay? That's the background we need to... Now, one more thing you need to know. In the Beis HaMikdash, to make a bird edible, they did something called malika. Not shechita. Right. Funny thing. Right? They did malika, not shechita. So with all that background, the Mishnah says the following thing. Kol hapsulin. Anybody who's a pasul person. Anybody who's a pasul person. Right? A czar. A woman. A balmum. All these people. Shemalku. They did malika. Milikasam psula. The milika is pasul. That's not a valid carbon. A czar can't do malika. A czar can do shechita, not malika. I think the Gemara is going to answer that question. Why can't he do Malika if he can do Shechita? Right? But anyone who's Balmum, Ben Gerusha, all these people that are apostle, right, to be Kohanim, or even Uzarim, Yisraelim, they can't do Malika. If they do Malika, it doesn't count. The carbon's not a carbon. However, the Eino Matame Beis Ablia, but it will not be Matame if you eat that bird. Why not? Why not? Why not? The answer is because it's malika enough. It's still malika at the end of the day. So it's enough. The Gemara's gonna, the Mishnah is going to give a better reason than that. That's really the reason. It's a malika. It's good enough not to be matame based on if you swallow it.
The malika at home.
You're going to answer that right now. Malak bismol. What if you did malika with your left hand? A valid carbon. But he did it with his left hand, which is puzzle. O balayla. Or he did it at night, which is no avod at night. Or... Shachat chulin bifnim. You shechted a chulin, right? A bird. You shechted a bird, chulin bird, in the base, on the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. What you're doing that for, I don't know. Shachat chulin bifnim, or if a kachim b'chutz. Or you took kachim outside, and you shechted that. Eino metamin b'beis ha-bliya. It also is not metamin b'beis ha-bliya. It's not. Why not? We'll see in the Gemara. Malak besakin, malak besakin, if you did malika besakin, right? Or malak means meaning you use a knife.
You use a knife.
Or malak chulin bifnim, you did malika on a chulin on the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, v'kachim bachutz, or kachim bachutz, so torin, or torin shaloi giyazmano, or you did a tar that's too young, or b'nei yona shavrasmano, or you did a b'nei yona that's too old, right? Rashi says, top Rashi, einan ru'uyin l'karbon, they're not roi, v'havei luhu kimalikas chulin. If it's too young or too old, it's like you're doing malika on chulin, which is, by the way, nothing. You can't eat that bird, right? The Tanya, b'akol shochtim, we learned already, torin is gedolim v'lo k'tanim. Torin are old and not young. B'nei yona k'tanim v'lo gedolim. B'nei yona they're reverse. Right? The lo ish tamit kra, the puzzle didn't say this straight out, v'kasev b'nei yona, umim b'nei torin, so we darshan it, emasai, torin, when are they called torin, kishe yarin, ksherin, when are they called torin, ksherin, mishi yazahivu, when they turn yellowish, like a gold, yellowish the color of the feathers. The emasai b'nei yona psulin, when does the b'nei yona become puzzle, mishi yativu, right, notes that muzheveth, around the neck. Okay, fine. So that's the simanim when they become. So the one can't be too young, one can't be too old. What if you that the bird's too young or too old? It's not a carbon. Shiyavsha gapa, the feathers dried up. She nishmis ena, it's missing an eye. Shinakta ragla, it's missing a leg. All the, and he's in Malik on all these birds. Metame beis avliya, that does make tome if you eat it. So how come sometimes yes it did and sometimes it didn't? So Zayakal, here's the rule. Kol she psula bakodesh, anything pasul bakodesh. Rashi says that means psula bakodesh. Shebal azara, when you brought it into the azara behechshera, you brought it in perfect. Then vinifsula, then something happened to it. Right? In other words, the bird itself was something wrong with this bird. Something else happened to it. Like what? Like a balmum touched it. A balmum did it. Or did it at night. Or did it with your left hand. But there was nothing wrong with this bird. Then, eno tamei beis ablia. No tumah. Why? Nothing wrong with the bird. Some outside factor made it not a valid carbon. What happened? Some czar came and did malika. And then someone eats it. That's a mitame. Why? Because there was nothing wrong with the bird. However, exactly. Lo hayapotzel bakodesh. If the psul was on the bird itself, such as it was too young, it was too old, it was missing a foot, missing an eye, something wrong with the bird itself, then mitame beis ablia. Then it is mitame beis ablia. Why? Because the bird was never valid. It was psul. You did malika on something that's nothing, and then someone eats that, they argue, they do become tameh. Okay? Good?
Yeah. If a bird was missing an eye, and a regular bird, if you shaft it, it's
gone. So there's a rule, that's why I meant to say, there's no balmum by a bird. There's no such thing as a balmum by a bird, and Rashi, I think here says it, that's only on these tiny, tiny mums, like a beduk and sheba ayin, some filament on the eye. By an animal, that's a mum. By a bird, that's not a mum. Unless it's missing a limb, missing a leg, it's missing an eye. Right? But some nick over here and over there, we let that go. By birds, we let it go. The Torah lets it go. But so that's why the Gemara, the Mishnah gives cases of extreme mums. Missing a leg. Missing a leg, that's a veil. Even by a bird, that's a mum. Right. So, Amar Rav. Rav said, small v'layla ain matam in beis ablia. Small at night, do not make tumah if you eat it. As the Mishnah said, the same thing. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with the bird. The bird's a kosher bird. It's an excellent bird, excellent condition. Nothing wrong with it. Happens to me. The Kohen botched it up and used his left hand. So you know what? It's a botch up, but it's a good enough malika that it's not matame beis ablia if you eat that bird.
But it's not accepted as a carbon.
What? Correct.
Yeah, but you can still eat it.
Now, Zar. What about a czar does it? And then Rashi throws in, V'hu adin, onain, an onain can't do avoda, RL, someone who doesn't have a brismila can't do avoda, and v'chal ha'psulim, and any other psul you could think of. Right? Those people do malika, v'sakin, or a knife, metam and beis ablia. Is metam and beis ablia? Now, that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, any psul that's not on the bird is matame beis ablia. So now Rav made a distinction between night and left-handed and every other psul. The Mishnah said that all those cases it's not matame beis ablia. Why? Because there's no psul in the bird. The psul's in you. Right? So now the Gemara asks, Maishna small, Dithle Hechshera, Maishna small. Why is the left okay? I'll tell you why. Because using a left hand is not such a big aveira. After all, the Islay Hechshera b'Yom HaKippurim. It's on Yom Kippur you use your left hand. Where do you use the left hand on Yom Kippur? Going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, you have to get the coal from the bowl into the shovel without using only your hands.
Right.
How do you using your left hand? So that left hand not such a terrible aveira. You know what? If the guy does malika with his left hand, we'll say the bird doesn't become tameh. Laila, Islay Hechshera b'Evarim. Laila, you have at night you burn the fats. So at night you also do avoda. It's also avoda done at night. So you know what? You did the malika at night, not such a bad thing. Well, we're not gonna make that tummy. So Zar, so Zar Nami, Ishle Hechshera B'Shchita, but you could do, but a Zar could do Shchita. Zar could do Shchita. So why if a Zar does Malika, it's no good?
It's impossible. You can only go to Mizbeach.
What?
You can possibly do
a long knife, the Gemara says.
Not by Malika, because that's done on Mizbeach.
Malika can be done anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. So the Gemara answers, nah, Shchita lav avodahi. Shchita's not avoda. Right? Shchita's not avoda. That's not avoda. Why is Shchita not avoda? One of the four avodas. Says Rashi, you know why? But why can everyone do it? Why can everyone do it? Because it's not an avoda. It's not an avoda? How can it not be if it's one of the four avodas? So Rashi says, you know why it's not an avoda? Because you have a bechulin also. In order to eat meat, you have to do Shchita. So therefore, it's not special in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything else is special. Shechita is not special. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says it on Daf in Pesachim. Rashi says it, no, the Ksav Yad of Rashi here. And the footnote points out. Rashi says because it's not special. Very interesting, Rashi.
Just simple, do it.
What? But why can a Zar do it? He just asked that. Why circular? Why can a Zar do it? A Zar could do it because it's not a Voda. What? Why is it not a Voda? Because you have it by Shechita. Because you have it by Chulin. Fascinating, Rashi. Right? Yeah. The footnote says the reset the same thing. So Velo? Not avoda? What do you mean it's not avoda? Vamar Balaza, Vamar Bzira, Shchita's para bizar, psula. A Shchita, that if a para duma Shchita's done by a czar, it's puzzle. Shchita, you could do a Shchita for an Ola 100%. Para duma? No way. How could that be avoda?
And
what? Why? Parshas Chukas, right, para duma. Umachvi Rav Aleha, and Rav said about that. Now, machvi is a funny word. Machvi means to demonstrate. So what does it mean, demonstrated? He demonstrated, it says, Elazar v'chuka. That it says, by Paraduma, Parshas Chuka, this week's Parsha, it says Elazar, and it says Chuka. So it's like to emphasize, it must be done by a Kohen Elazar. It can't be done by a Yisrael. It cannot be done. Saki tell me it's not avoda. So. What? Shiny para is different. The kachi bet a kabayis he. It's not even a carbon. It's kachi bet a kabayis. It's not even a carbon. No, it's done. It's not even done in the base of Mikdash. You know where it's done?
No.
On Harazesim. Across the Kidron Valley. That's where it's done. It's not even a carbon. So Gemara says, not even a carbon. It's a kalvachomer. So, v'lo kol dekenu, isn't it a kalvachomer? Kachi bet a kabayis bo kahuna. Kachim Bedek HaBayis, which is what a carbon, which is what a paradum is. That requires a Kohen. Kachim Mizbeach Mibaya, Kachim Mizbeach does not require a carbon. That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, now, you know the reason why a Kohen has to do paraduma? Not because it's a voda, but because Amar Shisha Bred Ravidi, Midid Havi Amaris Negayim. It's like looking at Negayim. Who can look at Negayim? Who can look at Saras?
Right.
Only a Kohen. What, is that a voda?
What?
Is that a voda?
No.
No. It's nothing to do with a voda. It's a part of his job. It's on his resume, right? The lava voda he, not a voda. Nevertheless, uboy kahuna, it requires kahuna. So too, paraduma, not a voda. It requires a kohen. Why does it require a kohen? It's part of his job description. Just like Maris Negayim. So back to square one. What's square one? So why can't
why can't a
non-Kohen do Malika? Why not? So, Nalif mi Bama. Let's learn it out from a Bama. I'm sorry. Is that what we're up to?
Yeah.
Right. Right, so we're not back to square one. So we answered the question. Right? We answered the question.
Yeah.
Right? Right, so there's no kasha now why Malika of Azar should be good. There's no kasha about that. So that goes as Vanelif Mibama. Let's learn out from Obama. Why? To allow Malika for Azar, learn out from Obama. Right? That what? Rashi says, Shazar Kashaba Limlok Ofos Lechatchila. There ain't kihun Bibama. There was no kihun by Obama. The Dnan Bepere Pasra. Kihun the Ashkechon Le Hechshira Lechatchila Ba'alma. Yitar Khan Midain Vela. So then if you're allowed to, if anybody can do it by Obama, so why can't a Kohen, why can't a non-Kohen do Malika? So the Gemara says, Bibama lo yalef. We don't learn out from bummas. Why? How many years was it a bummer around? What did we say it was?
500.
No. 40 something years was a bummer? You're going to learn out of halachas from a bummer? No. It was such a rare thing in history. It happened a few years. So Gemara says, we don't learn out from a bummer. Vatanya, we do. Minayin li yotze shim o lo yerid. How do you know that if someone was yotze, someone took meat outside down the block to show his wife, and then he brought it back, and they put on the mizbeach. How do you know it doesn't come down from the mizbeach? It stays up there. Even though you did a mistake, yotze. The answer is, shu yotze kasher b'bama. Because by a bama, there was no issue of yotze. Why was there no issue of yotze? Because there was no in to go out. It was in someone's backyard. There's no yotze, because there's no in, there's no out. The whole thing is not an issue. So what do you see? We do learn from b'bamas. So, Tana, so Gemara says, you're right, we do learn from b'bamas. The reason why, that it says, so the reason why a malika cannot be done by a non-kohen, azos toras ha'ola samechle, because it's written next to zos toras ha'ola, right? Zos means not every din, only some dinim. Like what? Like yotze, right? However, umalika of a zar, which is pasul, before the carbon was niskadesh, has no heter, and therefore it's not allowed.
How do we know we need to make a bama outside of the basement dutch?
It's a good question. I guess we'll get to it when we learn bamas. Like who made up that idea, right? I don't know. It's a good question. When we get to the end of the last parak in this mesechta, talks about bamas. So we'll see over there where it's a very short time. We'll get to that. So it's a fair. I don't remember. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zar eino metame abeis habliya. A Zar does not metame abeis habliya. Sakin metame abeis habliya. Sakin does. Okay. Now Tanan, kol hapsulin shemalku milikasam psula. Any malika done by a pasul is invalid, and it is metame if you. It's not metame if you swallow it. Okay? Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, call psulim. Who is called to come to include? Let's see, Azar. To include Azar. El Larav, who said Azar is a problem, said call Lasuye Mai. What does it come to include? Lav Lasuye Smol Velaila. Doesn't it come to include Smol and Laila? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Smol Velaila Behejik Tani. It says straight out in the Mishnah, Smol Velaila. So Gemara says, okay. Tani Vahadab Mefaresh. Yeah, the Mishnah said it, and now Rav wanted to explain it also. It's not the end of the world. That's just because the Mishnah said something, Rav wanted to explain it. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Does it get easier than the birds?